This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The first thing I want to do is give you all credit. Very proud of you, because the people of Norway and the people of Oslo have managed to change the government opinion. So well done to all of you. Yeah! It shows without a shadow of a reasonable doubt that what we're doing here in the streets, what the students are doing on the campuses, has an effect. It does have an effect. So much so that they were discussing me in the Norwegian parliament. Yes, they were. And one of them tried to get me banned from the country. His name is Robstar. And of course, he's failed his objective because I'm right here in front of you. And not only has he failed his political objective, but so too is Israel failing all of its political objectives and its PR objectives. They said they wanted to eliminate Hamas. 8 months later, they're complaining that missiles are landing in Tel Aviv. I call that a failure. So, tell me now, what we're seeing in Rafah, what we're seeing with the incineration and the annihilation of small children, the starvation of men, women, and children, is that not enough to shake the people, to change the people, to move the people? This Holocaust by missiles that Israel is perpetrating against civilian populations is something history has testified to and no one will ever forget. But let me tell you something. You all are on the right side of history. The question is, will the Norwegian government take the next brave step? They've recognized the state of Palestine. That's a brave step, I must give you credit. But the next brave step, as my previous colleague mentioned, is to close down the Israeli embassy, the genocide embassy. If we had an embassy of Germany at the time of Nazi Germany that was perpetrating a Holocaust, it would be closed down everywhere. How so then do we have this embassy still existing in this place? That's right. And I'll say something else, which is the economic divestment, the severing of economic ties by the Norwegian government with anything, any company, any organization, any multinational, any transnational that is facilitating or funding or supporting directly or indirectly the genocide that we're seeing must also stop. Do you agree? Yeah. Do you agree? Yeah. Do the people of Norway agree? Yeah. That's what we're calling for. And this, in addition to the fact that what we're seeing today in Rafah is unacceptable to the point where we need the loudest, most vociferous, most vehement, and most clear calls for a ceasefire that we've ever had before. Do you agree? Yeah. Ceasefire now, yes or no? Yeah. Do you agree? Yeah. The Norwegian government must present their case. Ceasefire now, yes or no? Yeah. Yes or no? Yeah. Yes or no? Yeah. Let them hear it. Say it again, yes or no? Yeah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.
Ceasefire now, ceasefire.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing?
So look, I mean, I love the fact that, you know, you guys are actually doing things in English language. You're doing things now, you've got people doing things in Arabic language, you've got things in Norwegian language, you're moving around. Scandinavia now is everywhere I go, honestly, I'm not just saying this in front of the camera, wallahi, everywhere I go, people know what we're doing here. Everywhere I go, everywhere in Oslo, oh, you guys have had Islamnet, the center, this and that, this. Everyone knows what's going on here. And the reason why is because it's really hit home. Wallahi, I was just speaking to some guys, in the Aqsum Billah. It's a true story. Yeah. And they were telling me that, you know, what you guys done with that Quran burner last year, it changed the game completely, bro. It changed the game. It's the Muslim Civil Rights Initiative. And I love the fact that you guys are doing that. And especially now with the Palestine cause, everyone's in great solidarity. And you know what? I think people are convinced now because they've seen.
Yeah.
They've seen what it is. This is where there's an electric environment, bro. There's a vibe. Everywhere I go in Norway, this place, like, everyone knows what this movement is about.
Yeah.
And so it's time to give charity. It's time to give charity into an investment that's going to help you in this dunya and the akhirah. You know, and that's what Allah calls us a goodly loan. But also, I was just thinking about this ayah, subhanAllah, an amazing ayah, but it shows you the importance of charity and sadaqah in Islam. That when someone, when death comes upon them, it's Surah Al-Munafiqun of all surahs, chapter 63, he's going to say what? لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. If only you had just let me for some time. So this person's in regret now.
Yeah.
And the Quran's mentioned this, that he will say, أَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. That I would have given money, أَصَّدَّقَ, I would have given charity. SubhanAllah. Now you have the opportunity to give charity to one of, if not the, one of the most important, biggest centers in the world. In the whole world, in the da'wah world, which is IslamNet, because it can do and say things, which by the way, people can't do and say things in, like this in the Muslim world, censorship, this and that, governments, all those kind of things. This is one of the most fruitful opportunities of charity in the entire world, dunya. All they have to do is click the link below, and I think they will do that, bro. I think they will.
Inshallah.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.